mandatory vaccination across the U.S. now?
I agree with Professor Rice. I think we should certainly, as a first step, make it much more difficult to get a philosophical religious exemption, both of which, as far as I'm concerned, are misnamed. I mean, philo, love, sophos, wisdom. Where's the wisdom it says? Sorry. And you know, it's an unreligious act to get to not get a vaccine. But I think we should make that harder. And yes, I think eventually we should make it so that you pay some sort of price for doing something to put your child and other people at risk.
Dr. Paul Offit, we thank you for being with us at the University of Pennsylvania. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh. Thanks for joining us.
You are listening to KBOO Portland, where the time is now 8 o'clock. Coming up next is Voices from the Edge Talk Radio with our host, Joanne Hardesty. Today's guest is Greg Palast.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bread and Ink Cafe, located at 3610 Southeast Hawthorne, serving the community breakfast, lunch, and dinner for more than 30 years. Lunch was provided by Mississippi Pizza Pub, more than 10 years of pizza and salads for the community, along with live music, trivia, karaoke, and bingo. Located on Mississippi Avenue, more info, mississippipizza.com. Dinner was provided by De Nicola's Italian Restaurant, which is family-owned, located at 3520 Southwest Powell. More info to NicolasItalianDining.com.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 9th Annual Youth Summit, February 6th and 7th, at the Blazers Boys and Girls Club. With the theme, If Not You, Then Who? Be the Change. The Youth Summit provides mentorship, encouragement, and training opportunities for young people and adults of all ethnicities in the Portland area to cultivate their budding leadership and organizing skills. The summit also showcases youth talent with prizes for those having the courage to perform. Again, that's the 9th Annual Portland Youth Summit, February 6th and 7th, at the Blazers Boys and Girls Club, 5250 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, I'm Joanne Hardesty, and welcome to Voices from the Edge. I am so excited that we are in our winter membership drive, and I hope if you haven't become a member that you will take this opportunity today to show your support for KBOO Radio Station. I have the pleasure once again of talking to the fabulous Greg Palast. Greg Palast has been called the most important investigative reporter of our times, up there with Woodward and Bernstein, says The Guardian. Palast has broken front-page stories for BBC Television, Nights, Newsnight, The Guardian, National Magazine, Rolling Stone, and Harper's Magazine. Palast is the author of the New York Times bestseller, Billionaires and Bandits, Armed Madhouse, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, and the highly acclaimed Vulture's Picnic, named Book of the Year in 2012 on BBC Newsnight Review. His books have been translated into 24 languages. His brand new film of his documentary reports for BBC Newsnight and Democracy Now! Is called Vultures and Vote Rustlers. Palast is known for complex undercover investigations spanning 5 continents, from the Antarctic to the Amazon, from Carrascal to California, using the skills he's learned over 2 decades as a top investigator of corporate fraud. It is my pleasure, as always, to welcome Greg Palast to the program. We are so thrilled to have him here today. And I actually brought in my copy of Ballots and Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, which will be a thank you gift for folks today who call in and make a minimum pledge of $80, I believe. But we will definitely let you know. We have some wonderful volunteers in the studio that are standing by for your calls when we take our pledge break. But you could get ahead of the curve and give us a call at 877-500-5266. That is the call-in number to become a member and to get your free book as a thank you gift. So we will be giving those books away as thank you gifts for your new membership or your renewal of membership. And I'm looking forward to what Greg Palast has to say. I certainly want to talk to him about the previous election that we just had. And so are we ready to go? Okay, it looks like we're having a little technical difficulties getting a hold of Greg, but he is a man that will be here soon. I know how much he enjoys being here on KBOO. One of the things that really caught my eye in the 2014 election cycle was the work that Greg has been doing around getting people to understand the voter purging that took place in the 2014 election. And I think many people think, oh, well, that's been taken care of because, yeah, we had that problem back in the Bush era. However, we don't have that problem anymore. And I wish I could say you were right, but then I would not be honest about that. What we know about the investigation that's been done by Greg Palast is that that there is a company that is specifically set up in 28 states, I believe, who do a voter purge. And so if your name shows up as Joe Smith in Florida and you have a conviction, then if you live in Missouri and you have the same name, your name would be taken off the voter's roll as well. And I was surprised to hear this because I thought there's no way that this would still be taking place. But unfortunately, that is, in fact, a part of our election process right now. And I guess the question will be, how do we fix that this year as we prepare for the 2016 election season? And that will certainly be something that we will need to do. And I look forward to having that conversation as soon as we're able to check in with our fabulous guests. But until then, I think this might be a good time for us to be very proactive about getting new members, because that's what Membership Drive is all about. And so I want to welcome the fabulously wonderful, extremely talented, always with something meaningful and important to say. Welcome to the program, Greg Palast.
Glad to be with you again, Joanne. What a thrill.
It is.
I'm
always
curious. I'm going to tell you that I really love being on KBOO. I mean, but you know, it all's coming to end. If no one writes the check today, forget it. We lose it all. You know, you don't miss your water till you well run dry. Anyway, this is Greg Palast. What can I do for you, doll?
Oh, you know, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And actually, just before you came on, I was starting to talk about the last election cycle and the company that was purging voter rolls to make sure that we didn't have fraud. But, you know, what I love about you is you can talk about anything. So what do you want to talk about this morning?
Well, I do want to talk about media and KBOO. In fact, that's a good story. By the way, while we're talking, I do want people to understand, if you want the real story of what's going on here, I want you to call. What's the number to call today, by the way?
It is 877-500-5266.
Okay, so that's 877-500-5266.
You got it.
And I'm just going to guess, being an investigative reporter, that that would mean 877-500-KABOO.
You got it.
See how? See, can't put one past
you. I know we can't run it by. We can't get anything past you, Greg.
Okay, so if, and the premium today is a terrific little book called Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. It's humorous, it's informative, and I like it a lot. And I liked it a lot when I wrote it, too. So it's not Greg Palast's latest book, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. And it was co-written by me and Bobby Kennedy, Jr. And it has inside it even the best. It's worth the donation to get the book just for the comic book in the middle by the brilliant Ted Rall, 48-page comic book right in the middle of the book. That's for those of you who went through No Child Behind Left Education. you can just read the comic book. It's worth it. So what is the minimum and the maximum that you can go with to get a copy of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits? It was a New York Times bestseller. It's a lot of fun. It tells you about all the creeps who are who are foreclosing on the White House. So what is the minimum donation?
The minimum donation is $60 today to get the book. And I have to tell you, the Tales from the Crypt of Democracy is the title of the comic book that's inside the book. And it is a absolutely hysterical read. I mean, and you get you laugh, and then you're mad, and then you start laughing again. And so it's one of those kind of books that absolutely keeps you totally entertained.
Right. And here's
gives you good information. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, I mean, this is the real stuff that, you know, you're not going to get on from the CBS eyeball. it's going to be, you know, which is just a pimple on the corporate rectum of Viacom, but that's a different issue. And that's why you need KABOO, because you won't hear this stuff otherwise. Just if you get Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, it's subtitled How to Steal an Election in 9 Easy Steps. Greg Palast investigates the Koch gang, Karl Rove, and their buck buddies. Here's some of the chapter titles: Colonels in Mirrored Sunglasses, Petroleum Porn, The Triple XL Pipeline, The Iceman Radioactive, The Vultures, $1,100 Bills, Target 67C, Tears of a Clone, the Persian General, Wile E. Coyote's Going Postal. Those are just some of the chapters. And they are, each one, as John Pilger, for those of you who know the great investigative reporter from Britain, says these are hand grenades, information hand grenades. And so you will laugh, but you'll also feel sick to your stomach, and hopefully get your feet and your brain marching again as we begin to kick off the next civil rights movement. So yes, so some things to talk about that are in the topics of the book, for example. We have the newest way to steal votes of color. That did you know that according to the 28 Republican secretaries of state, that there are 7 million Americans who are voting twice, once in each of two states. In other words, people are zipping from Florida to Arkansas to vote twice in the same election. Now, that's a pretty dastardly thing, because if people do that, well, this is serious stuff, because in fact, you know it's true, because Dick Morris was on Fox TV saying, there are 7 million people, this is the proof, 7 million people, that these are actually 3 million people voting twice, and that's how Obama won the election, because 3 million people, am I doing Dick Morris correct?
Yes, you are, you're doing
anyway,
them well.
There are these millions of people voting twice, and so what I just did is I went undercover and was able to obtain, I said, who are these terrible felonious double voters? Because if you do that, by the way, you go to jail for 5 years. Who's willing? How come millions of people are willing to risk 5 years of jail just to, you know, voting for school bonds or something?
Right.
And they wouldn't give me the list. None of these secretaries of state would give me the list, because they said, oh, well, it is a criminal investigation. If you vote for twice, it's criminal. We can't give you the list. Finally, I got the list, because that's what I do. Greg Palast does his little Sam Spade things and gets undercover and gets his stuff. And I got 2 million names, and sure enough, it was names like Joe Black. Believe it or not, there's a guy named Joe Black, who voted in Arkansas, and a guy named Joe Black, who voted in Alabama. And believe it or not, as it turns out, they're not the same person. It just happens to be, you won't believe this, Joanne, but that there are two people named Joseph Black in the United States.
Yeah, right. Shocking.
Actually, a few more than two. But on the other hand, Joe Black, the chance that they are African-American, that they are black, is about 85%. They know. When you start knocking out people, accused people double voting, because literally the only thing these people have in common, these millions, these are just the list of the most common names in America.
Right.
There are actually, this is no, there are exactly 86,001 John Jacksons in the United States. 86,001 John Jacksons in the U.S. It's not one guy voting 86,000 times.
Right.
But that's how they put it down. Now, why? Because they know that if you go by the census numbers and we crunch these numbers and we brought in the information, you know, got the experts on this, and we went through these lists that they weren't, that, you know, we called some of these nasty double voters, you know. But what we know is that the chance that if you're a Asian American, an African American, or a Hispanic, the chance is two-thirds higher than if you're white that you will have one of the 1,000 most common names in America. It's overwhelmingly a list of voters of color. And that's how they pull it off. And we're talking about the state of Virginia alone, old Virginia, which has, of course, been a, you know, Obama took it in 2008, lost it in 12. How did that happen? The answer is this little sneaky program called Interstate Crosscheck removed 41,000 people from the Virginia voter rolls simply because they had a common name. And they also, unfortunately, had common skin color, too.
And you said that this...
41,000 people.
Greg, you said this ended up being about 19% of the voters that were dropped from the voter rolls in Virginia?
Yeah. I mean, you're talking massive. You're talking... And you have to understand, this is what turned the U.S. Senate red, Republican red. I was in North Carolina, and there was this hysteria. Okay, in fact, there is a chapter in Billionaires and Ballot Bandits called the Hysteria Factory. What they do is that they create this hysteria on Fox News, but then it's not just Fox News. It starts with Fox News.
Right.
I want you to know that the endorsement to purge the evil double voter, it was endorsed by the Washington Post.
Wow.
Okay? The Washington Post. And no Washington Post reporter said, can we see those lists of these evil double voters? They didn't. And there's also another question. If someone's committing the crime of double voting, Joanne, arrest them. Put
yes.
them in jail.
Right.
And I said, and they said, well, it's hard to find these people. I said, it is. Here's their names, and here's their addresses, and where they vote, and you've got their social security numbers. What do you mean you can't arrest them? And so I said, they couldn't find them. I said, well, actually, I just met with them, with five people today who are on your list. Really, I went to the Secretary of State of North Carolina, where there was a very heavy vote, there was a Senate race right on the edge. Kay Hagan, the Democratic incumbent, lost by just a few votes to a total freak case named Tillis, Senator Tillis. And before Senator Tillis snatched the senatorship of North Carolina, he used his position as chief of the legislature to sign up North Carolina to this interstate cross-check program. So I went to their little Secretary of State, their kind of this guy who's their little Catherine Harris for the state.
Right.
And they said that they hired an FBI agent to go arrest these people. He's been there 6 months. He hasn't arrested a single person. You know why? Because the FBI agent ain't going to cuff anyone just because they have this, their name is John Jackson.
Right.
Someone else named John Jackson voted. Now, why is this important? Because if you saw the film Selma, the problem with the film Selma, my problem with it, is one single thing. They made it seem like all is well now. We won. You got the
yes.
Voting Rights Act
yes.
of 1965.
Yes.
You got a black president. Now, shut the up.
Up.
Because it's the civil rights is history. It's 50 years ago.
Right.
So what do you stop moaning and complaining? The answer is that Jim Crow is now Dr. James Crow, systems analyst, and he's changed his white sheets for spreadsheets, and that's why you are going to pick up the phone right now and get the book, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, How to Steal an Election in 9 Easy Steps by Greg Palast with Robert Kennedy Jr., with the cartoons by Ted Rall. Greg Palast investigates the Koch gang, Karl Rove, and their buck buddies. You're going to call 877-500-5266 or 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-KBOO. Guys, I don't get paid to pitch this. I'm doing it because I believe it. The march is not over. I just got a call from Selma, Alabama last night inviting me down to commemorate if I would speak at the 50th anniversary of the Selma March.
What an honor.
Commemorate it. You know what I said? I said, no way. I'm not going down to commemorate what happened 50 years ago. I will come down to start the new march over the bridge so that people of color get to vote again.
Right.
You know, we're back to that same issue. Are black Americans going to be allowed to vote? And the answer is, if our computer says so.
Right.
877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO, a measly $60, man. It's embarrassing. If this is democracy now, you know, if they charge that Amy makes you donate at least $120.
This is true.
Discount morality. You can feel good about yourself at 50% off a $60 donation. This way, by the way, your $60 donation is tax deductible. Better that it go to KBOO than the Drone Ranger. 877-500-KBOO, $60 minimum, $600 million maximum. And I hope that when you call, that you say, I want Greg Palast's book, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. I want to be informed, and I know that that's just the beginning. If I want to stay informed, I need my KBOO. 877-500-KBOO. 877-500-KBOO. Or you can go to the KBOO website, which is KBOO-FM. Is that it?
KBOO.FM, and click the tip jar. We're going to bring in some volunteers who've been patiently waiting to tell people about the opportunities that membership will provide.
Thanks, Joanne. And thanks, Greg. Great to hear you again. So we'd like to thank some people. Serena from Southeast Portland, Carl from Hillsboro, Winston from Wilsonville, and Larry from Sheridan, all renewing members. So thank you all. And we'd like to get some new members.
Yes, there's a new member waiting out there.
At least one.
Yes, and so I know you've forgotten the phone number. That's the problem. 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. Thank you, Serena. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, everyone, for keeping our weapon of mass instruction on the air. You know, I get paid by, you know, Al Jazeera and BBC. My stuff is all over the world. That report I did on the wipeout of African-American voters by this system in South Carolina this November was all over the planet, except in the United
Except
States.
I was just going to say... I was just going
to get into America.
Yes.
You know, I donated the film for free to the Pacifica Network and to Democracy Now, which ran it. You wouldn't get this in the United States of America if it weren't for KBOO and the Pacifica Network. This is your station. You know, this is uncokeified network. This is unfoxed. You know, get out of the foxhole and look. You know, you brush your teeth, you comb your hair. So get the news goo out of your brain with the mental floss of KBOO, 877-500-5266, and the premium, and we'll send you as thanks my best New York Times best-selling book, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, How to Steal an Election, 9 Easy Steps. It is, here's what Jason Alexander, this is, you know, I can give you quotes from Martin Luther King III and others praising the book. I'd rather read Jason Alexander. Palace, amazing, mind-blowing, literate, and disturbing. Oh, this is nice. I'm praising myself. A disturbingly funny account of what has happened to this country has left me dizzy. Meanwhile, thanks for blanking up my life. Jason Alexander. That's George from Seinfeld. You can't get a higher endorsement than George from Seinfeld. And that's what you need. But you do want a copy of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. The book is really cool. It's like this kind of pocket, even though it's 300 pages long, they designed it so it can actually fit in your pocket, and you get the comic book inside it. You can't beat that, man. 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO. Please call. Really, seriously, people are always telling me, we love your work, it's courageous, it's wonderful, blah, 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 it's very nice, I love that. Yeah. But, you know, you really want to, let's get beyond the nice words.
That's right.
You know, it's now our second date, enough talk, and let's call KBOO, 877-500-KBOO, because I donate this stuff. It's not, by the way, to even give it over, it's not, like, cheap to do this. I donate this. I have a foundation, the Palace Investigative Fund. We donate to the Pacifica stations, et cetera, to get this stuff on the air. Join me. You can volunteer, help out, 877-500-KBOO, a minimum $60 donation. Make it $600 as long as you're online. Make it $100. $60 donation to get a copy of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, including the
comic
Tales
book
from the Crypt of Democracy,
yes.
The comic book inside it. 877-500-KBOO. This is Greg Palace saying, come on now. You know, enough talk.
That's right,
let's
enough
put
talk.
The fingers on the dial and hit those numbers, 877-500-KBOO. And I'm happy to tell you more stories from Billionaires and Ballot Bandits and Tales from the Crypt of Democracy.
So here's a question. Yeah. I have a question, Greg, and it's
sure.
really about, I'm so fearful of this interstate cross check. Its success in 2014 means that it's only going to grow for the 2016 election cycle. And I remember when we talked about this before, that Oregon was in it for a minute, right? And Washington State was in it, and they left and actually held a press conference, I think you told me.
Yes.
And
that's one of the things is that I should say that the organization Color of Change and National Committee for Civil Rights under the law are mounting state-by-state attacks to get people to imitate the Washington and Oregon abandonment of this new Jim Crow tactic, interstate cross-check. The problem I have, and I need you guys to be aware of all the ways to steal the vote, interstate cross-check is just one.
Right.
We have to mount a campaign against all nine methods of bleaching the voter rolls white.
Right.
And the only way to do that is to know about the nine methods. And what do you know? I'm holding in my hand a book that says How to Steal an Election in Nine Easy
Steps.
Billionaires and Ballot Bandits by Greg Palast. You can, and like I say, all these cartoons of me wearing my hat and finding out what's actually in that Excel pipeline. And what do you know? I dive right into the pipeline, and I come out with a Coke in my hands, the Coke brothers, and explain what has not come out in the U.S. media at all about the Coke's connection to the XL pipeline, what it really is, and why that pipeline will earn them, or will be able to suck out of our pockets $2 billion a year. That's one for each of the brothers, Charles and David Coke. How does that happen? How exactly does that work with the XL pipeline when they don't own it?
Right.
How do they make the money off it? I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to make you read it. I think that until Patriot Act 3 goes into effect,
yes,
when you're not allowed to read these books,
this is true.
Until Patriot Act 3 takes it away from you, you'll be allowed to listen to KBOO and read Billionaires and Ballot Bandits by Greg Palast and Bobby Kennedy and illustrated by Ted Rall. Can't beat that, but you can only get it. You can only get it by calling 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. Please call. It's really important to me. I really, this is really one of the sharpest of the community radio stations in the country. You guys should be proud of this in Portland. I mean, there's nothing like, I'm telling you, you don't have this in other cities, not even close to New York, nothing like it. And I'm not kidding. You get very fresh, very special, both national, international, and national and local programming. Great stuff, you know. We don't want to lose Joanne from the airwaves. And it can happen. That's why I want you to call 877-500-KBOO. You know, KCHU, your sister station in Dallas, said, if we don't get some calls in, we're going off the air. And boop, it is off the air. It's gone.
Wow.
It's not there. There's a hole in the radio dial in Texas where KCHU Pacifica used to be. It's not a joke, guys. 877-500-KBOO. 877-500-KBOO. What I do like about the Portland community is you guys do support your station. But you gotta need a little reminder, and we're happy to give you a little gift.
Yes.
Which is a very fun book called Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. It's both fun and sickening and disturbing and an easy, easy read. But, boy, the information there is you got to get two books. Make it 120, get two books, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. One for your dumb cousin in Arkansas who really
– Who doesn't get it.
Like, yes. Why are African-Americans still
– whining, right?
And, you know that was 50 years ago, Selma, you know.
So I want to go back, Greg, to – you made a comment about the movie Selma. There is an entire generation that is walking the planet now that knows absolutely nothing about the Civil Rights, Voting Rights Act, the Civil Rights Movement. And I believe that Selma is one of those opportunities to help just kind of highlight for people who didn't live that experience what's actually took place then. But at the end, it's also important to have talkbacks, which I actually participated in one of the talkbacks afterwards, because you have to connect with what happened 50 years ago with what's happening right now today. And I hope that there are many opportunities for folks to do that, because, as you know, the U.S. Supreme Court gutted Section 6 of the Civil Rights Act. And so right now it's playing out at the same time that they gutted the Voting Rights Act. They also made it okay to put ID requirements in place to vote. And so we have a Supreme Court that's gone from one end to the other.
Well, yeah, and that's one of the big problems here is that you need, that's why you need to see Selma,
right,
and then you need to see part two today.
Right, right, exactly.
Across the bridge, okay? Like I said, I was just down with Martin Luther King Jr.'s son, Martin III,
mm-hmm.
You know, who is saying, you know, people don't understand. We are back. We have to march again. As he noted, like, you take Alabama, which is 40% African American. How come it's an all Republican official state?
Yes,
because despite the civil rights movement. It's going backwards.
Yes, it is.
Literally, the number of African Americans registered in Alabama is declining. Why? Because people decide they don't want to bother voting? No, they're getting purged year by year, and no one is standing up to this.
Right.
And if you want the information, here we have it in these chapters in Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, like Karl Rove Confidential, The Hysteria Factory, Tears of a Clone, The Ex-Con Con Job. You know, for example, by the way, Alabama's in interstate cross-check, of course. And one of the things, there's also the story of, you know, like we start back in 2000 with Catherine Harris. I mean, what I uncovered back then, and I've been now on this beat for a decade and a half of vote theft, is, you know, I discovered that there was, you know, I'm watching television, and Al Gore is declared winner, and then they say, well, wait a minute, let's recount the vote. And suddenly, but then I'm seeing a bunch of African-Americans on TV saying, oh, well, you know, I wasn't allowed to vote. I wasn't allowed to vote. I wasn't allowed to vote. I'm thinking, is there some type of computer program which is going after black voters and knocking them off the voter rolls? And I get on my desk to two floppy disks with the computer program that knocks out black voters. 58,000 African Americans accused of being felons, criminals, and their only crime was voting while black. That elected the president of the United States in 2000, George Bush. And then in 2004, I found another gimmick right out of Karl Rove's files called called caging. And you'll read in Billionaires and Ballot Bandits how I got that, which is Karl Rove sent me all his confidential emails. He didn't mean to, but I got them. You know, Carl, did you leave something in my inbox that you didn't mean to leave? Well, I won't tell you how we got them, especially under the new laws we have.
Right.
I did get them for BBC, 50 memos from inside Karl Rove's operation at the Republican National Committee with the latest scheme to knock off African-American voters, minority voters. And by the way, John Kerry, who did lose to that, later did agree. He did say that's how I lost. Mm. Greg Palast wrote it up, figured it out. And, you know, by a few votes in Ohio, because they used that gimmick, and they used it in Florida. And so Kerry lost Florida and Ohio, and the game was over. But these games are not done. Okay, these games are not done. I tell you how they do it. Actually, I'll give you a little hint on that one. What happened was we set up a joke website called, a friend of mine set up a joke website called georgebush.org, and all the self-incriminating emails of the RNC, someone stopped using, which is georgebush.com.
Right.
The chiefs of the Republican parties accidentally, the secretaries accidentally, maybe they meant to, changed some of the addresses to georgewbush.org, and suddenly I got the emails from all the top guys at the RNC.
Ooh.
Now, if it were just, I got to tell you, if it were just, you know, their campaign strategies or something,
right,
I would have buried the files. I would have deleted it. It's none of my business.
Right.
I'm not here to spy on their campaign operation.
Right.
But what I found, but the exception to this rule for when I was working with BBC is if we found evidence of criminality, this is a go-to-jail crime. As Bobby Kennedy, my co-author, said, you go to jail for this stuff. So it was literally a plan. They were sending letters to minority soldiers shipped overseas, sending letters to their homes, do not forward. When the letters came back, because the soldiers were in Iraq, I kid you not, they would then say, this is a phony voter because a letter was not delivered to their address, so it's a phony address. And they were literally removing African-American soldiers from the voter rolls because they weren't home. They are in Iraq. Go to Iraq, lose your vote, mission accomplished, Bush got reelected. That's how they did it. Like Bobby Kennedy said, this, and he's a civil rights lawyer, and he said, this is a go-to-jail crime. And yet
no one has gone.
They don't go to jail because they are the jailers. They own the system. When you steal an election, you steal the police department. You steal the cops. They're supposed to keep the elections clean.
So, Greg, we have a caller on the line, and our caller is, hello, Mitch. Welcome to KBOO.
Hey,
Mitch.
Great work,
Greg. Hang on 1 second. I just want to remind people
of the phone number
877-500-5266 877-500-KBOO. $60 minimum donation to pick up. And as a thanks, you'll get Billionaires and Ballot Bandits by Greg Palast, Bobby Kennedy, illustrated by the poison penmanship of Ted Rall. Go ahead, Mitch.
Yeah, no, can't learn enough about the new Jim Crow, and I'm glad we've had Michelle Alexander on the air talking about it. Mm-hmm. And your work does a great job. What is so disappointing and perhaps dispiriting underneath it all is that if the people that you were talking about who got gypped, like Al Gore and John Kerry, had in fact gotten elected, how little difference there would have been in any U.S. policy, including escalating in Iraq, as we've now seen with John Kerry as the Secretary of Defense. In fact, he might have escalated a lot faster even than George Bush. And so that's one disappointing thing.
It's also a bit of a speculation, isn't it?
No.
Well, the other thing is, Let's remember, this is Greg Palast. Let's remember that it's not about them. It's not about Kerry or Gore. It is about us.
Yes.
It's about
one vote, one person.
We have to seize control of the electoral system. We can only do that if we keep fighting for the vote.
That's right.
And it's not about electing those guys. It's about us taking power eventually. And, you know, to me, Al Gore, he's that's another, you know, these, yeah, I'm not trying to save Al Gore's, I don't care whether it's Al Gore or it's Donald Duck. The important thing is that each vote must be counted.
Yes.
Each vote must be counted.
Well, what Greg talked about in losing a Pacifica station in Texas is really piqued my interest, because while what Greg is doing has generated not a lot of PAC journalism to follow up on the ballot bandits, it has generated some media inquiry. What there isn't any media inquiry of on the left is what has happened to Pacifica, and it's largely happened from within. And we never look within. We only look at the enemies without. And that's such an old Cold War tactic. I'm a little disappointed it happens in progressive circles, too, because what's happening in Pacifica, it's very hard to get any information on what has caused the collapse of the Pacifica network. And I wish Mr. Palast could turn some of his energy and skills into looking within the worm within our own community.
Well, thank you for your call.
I'm going to be straight with you. I probably won't spend any time on it, because I think that's the problem to
right.
some extent, is yes. that we get too caught up in our own little internal battles and jealousies. And, you know, you get three people on the left and you have four opinions. it's like everyone's fighting over our little pond, our little patch. I would like to just turn our pond into a lake and an ocean that will drown Pharaoh and Pharaoh's army in their chariots. That's our job.
Yes.
And to keep focused, you know, eyes on the prize. And when the one way to keep your eyes on the prize is to read it, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, which is your gift. It's a fun book, even if I have to admit that I'm writing it and I'm giggling on.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, it's like everyone's saying, "What's Palast doing?" And it's even though I'm writing about the grimmest
yes.
civil rights violations and just some of the grimmest stuff. It's not only, by the way, and remember the title of the book is Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, so you get the inside skinny on the billionaires who are buying up our elections, not just the Koch brothers, you know, though they're in there, stuff you never knew about them. You thought you knew the Kochs. Wait, we got the Wiley brothers, the Wiley Coyotes. We got it. The book starts out with a billionaire known as the Iceman. I didn't give him that name. He's known as in finance circles as the Iceman. And then there's the Vulture. Again, I don't give him these names. And the Vulture didn't get his name because of his charitable works, let me tell you. And right now, Jeb Bush was just seen with the Vulture kissing his feathers, because no one in the Republican Party runs for office without the blessing of the Vulture. Who is the Vulture? How did he get his name? And why is he the guy who decides who runs in the Republican Party? And, you know, and by the way, I don't leave out our wonderful Democrats. They didn't, you know, there's a chapter called Pennies from Heaven. Penny Pritzker, who is our current Secretary of Commerce, raised $750 million for Obama's first run. She's the guy who picked out Obama for us. Why Obama? Where did he come from? You know, the one we've been waiting for.
Right.
Well, who was waiting for him? And what is Penny Pritzker's role? And she, how does she get a spot in the cabinet? And how does she avoid indictment? That's all in there in Pennies from Heaven. So if you are an absolute, dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, you might want to skip a couple of the chapters here, including, here's a good one that you'll find in Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. Bill Clinton and Al Gore both made their names by first Clinton, then Gore becoming head of something called the Democratic Leadership Council, a new
right.
kind of conservative wing of the Democratic Party,
yes.
which was started by a $100,000 donation from, David Koch.
I used to call that a Republican light, right? It's exactly what it was.
Clinton was the best Republican president we've ever had, actually.
Greg, excuse me for a sec. We need to take a moment to say thank you to some wonderful new members of KBOO. We're going to bring in our fabulous volunteer, and he's going to tell us who are these people that we should be saying thank you to.
This is Paul Rowland out here. Thank you to your guest, Greg Palast, and your great show as always, Joanne. Corey from Northeast Portland is a renewing member. William from Southwest Portland is a new member.
Yay.
James and Helen from respectively from Northeast Portland and from Gresham are renewing members, as is Steve from Southeast. And we got two other new members. That's three new members in one fell swoop. Christina from Northeast and Brooke from Southeast. And thank you so much. And apparently, Joanne, we had a caller who wanted you to know very especially that you have one of the top five laughs in the world. Now, I just want to say, you know, there's a certain suspicion that maybe they actually work for the NSA. How would they know that you have one of the top five laughs?
Right. Well, with my phones always, having little sounds in it, I just assume that they're listening. Sometimes, you know, you just have to wait for them to be done before you can complete your conversation. But thank you for that. I appreciate the caller saying that. Yes, I do have a distinctive laugh. Thank you for our renewing members, our new members. And as Greg said, 877-500-5266 is the number to call. We've got 15 minutes left. I think we've got about $500 more to raise, and we can't do it without you. So give us a call at 877-500-5266, and we will be very appreciative. And the best thing about it is you will get Greg Palast's book, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, How to Steal an Election in 9 Easy Steps. I would say that they've actually probably reduced a couple of the steps because they're finding that it gets easier and easier to steal elections. The more you steal them, the more you know how to steal them. And so we also have a couple of callers on the line. Let's try to squeak a caller in. Good morning, Brian. Welcome to KBOO. Good morning.
Good morning. And I'd like to ask Mr. Palast a question, and it's great to be able to talk to him personally. By the way, I'm a fully paid-up sustaining member. So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know it's not entirely on the subject, but you know, there's a potential coup going on right now in Venezuela, and I'm sure you're aware of that. And I believe you're a friend of Chavez's, and you've written some stuff on him. So I'd like to hear a few of your comments on this, because it's all part of the same empirical package that the U.S. struts around the world, slapping other countries on the world for...
Yes.
Human rights violations, and they're, you know, and I'm pretty sure the CIA is behind this attempt at coup. So I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Okay. Do I hear a little Edinburgh in there? A great Scottish sound from your guest. And by the way, while I'm talking, 877-500-KBOO. This is Greg Palast telling you to call 877-500-5266, $60 minimum donation, get billionaires and ballot bandits. And I can answer his question. He'd already have the answer if he'd read Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. Because, yes, I do, for the investigation of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, I go down to Caracas and meet with Hugo Chavez, who, by the way, steals my fedora and puts it on his head and sings a great tango about a lonely detective, an old tango hit. But I got my hat back and left. The important thing is I got the information that I needed from Chavez and from and out of Caracas is the reason for the XL pipeline. They say, what? What does that have to do with the XL pipeline and the Cokes? The answer is the XL pipeline, it's right in the book, this is the type of stuff you'll get. The XL pipeline terminates on the Gulf Coast of Texas at Corpus Christi, right at a refinery which was just purchased a couple years ago by the brothers Koch. that refinery, even though it's in the middle of a Texas oil field, because no one seems to be asking, why are we bringing oil from Canada to Texas, which
right.
I understand has a little bit of oil, right?
Right.
Texas has oil coming out its ears right now, doesn't know what to do with it, and yet they're talking about bringing in more oil from Canada. Why? Because the Cokes refinery on the Gulf Coast, the two refineries that they have, cannot process light Texas oil. It's called Texas Intermediate Light. And they can't process that oil. They can only process super heavy oil, which only comes from Venezuela. And Hugo Chavez will not give. Usually they got a discount for this oil. Chavez figured out that the Koch brothers have no choice but to buy from Venezuela's oil company. So Chavez was charging these guys, the Koch brothers, a premium like $103, like about $10 above the world market price for Venezuelan oil, knowing that they had no choice. Well, they do have a choice. They have two choices. One, either assassinate or get rid of the Chavista leaders. By the way, I just had the president, Maduro, of Caracas here in my office in New York, and he dropped by. They're not going to give. They don't want to give Coke the discount. So they got Coke. So the Coke has to either get rid of the Chavez or now his successor, since Chavez died, Nicolas Maduro, or they can get the XL pipeline to bring down this crud from Canada, which is 5 times as sulfurous and filthy as the Venezuelan oil. 5 times as filthy as the Venezuelan oil. If they bring down that Canadian oil down to the Gulf Coast of Texas, they save $30 a barrel. Well, now it's crushed down, so they might only save $15 a barrel, but they were saving, when I first looked at it, they were going to save $30 a barrel, which would, for each Koch brother, get each Koch brother $1 billion a year.
Ugh.
20 years of that operation, and you're talking $40 billion. That's what the Kochs are getting out of the XL pipeline, $40 billion off the price of the crude oil they process. What they get.
That's one of the fascinating things about billionaires and ballot bandits, is that you do an excellent job of really unpacking, like, what's behind this voter purge? What's behind billionaires actually investing and trying to take over the election? And I love that about this book, because it's like it's the dirtiest industries on the planet that actually are giving the most money to campaigns so they can eliminate regulation. Because the goal
right.
is to be able to destroy the planet and make as much money as you can in the process. And I love that you lay that out so clearly in this book. And so anybody who doesn't have it yet, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits by Greg Pallas, investigating the Koch gang, Karl Rove, and their buck buddies, with comics by Ted Rail. This is the book to really educate yourself about not just the who, but the why the who does what they do. And in addition to that, we've got one more caller, Greg. We're going to try to squeak
okay.
in. Hello, Tim. Welcome to K-Boo.
One second, Joanne.
Okay.
At least mention the number. I don't want...
Oh, yes, yes.
Greg Pallas. I really want people to read the book.
Yes.
And I really want people... Remember, I'm just giving these a cost to the station. I'm volunteering my time, volunteering my film and my radio reports. Join me in volunteering with your checkbook and your heart, and maybe even come down to the station, help out. 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266, a $60 minimum donation. Make it $120. Get a couple books. And Billionaires and Ballot Bandits by Greg Pallas, Bobby Kennedy with illustrations, and a comic book by Ted Rall, and the inside documents, including Jeb Bush's hand, personal hand, in the Jim Crow operation. You know, it looks that guy's running, and he ain't
yes, he
running.
Is.
We know that he can't win. He knows he can't win if everyone gets to vote. The march, the Selma march, was not the it didn't end in Montgomery. We're still having to march now, and you need this book. This is your marching book, you know, like the little red book that
That's
the Maoists used to have. This is your kind of little, it's this really gorgeous teal color cover. This is the little teal book, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. This is Greg Palast reporting for KBOO. Go right ahead. What's your question?
My question is this. It sounds like you've written a tactical manual on how to steal the elections, right?
Yeah.
Which is okay, but what I want to know is, have you also written about how to stop those tactics, how to counter those tactics? What are the best strategies we can use to reverse it?
Thank you for that question.
As a matter of fact, I'm looking at page 285 of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, and it actually has little dotted lines. You can tear it out, copy it, put it in your pocket. It's called Seven Ways to Beat the Ballot Bandits. So the seven things you can do and we can do to stop these guys in their tracks. But of course, one of the most important things is that you have to know how they're stealing it.
Yes.
You have to know that someone's got their hand in your pocket before you can catch the pickpocket.
That's right.
You know, you've got to know how they're stealing it so you can stop the theft. And that's what the book does. But yes, I give seven specific things that we need, that we can do to, number one, protect our own vote, to protect and then protect everyone's vote. Because one way to stop the theft is, first of all, protect your own vote.
Yes.
And that's very, very important. So we have this little tear out. And if you, by the way, if you also go to gregpalast.com, we do have big posters of the seven ways to steal the ballot, to
protect,
beat the ballot bandits.
Right.
But the important thing is that you keep KBOO on the air so we can make it public, make it an issue, and make it a movement. 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. And I really want to thank Corey and Williams and James and Helen and Steve and Christina and Brock, I think, who have donated. We have three new members. Bless you all. This is so important, so heartening. I just love it when I hear new members especially. And if it's time to renew, I really want to hear you ringing in right now, 877-500-5266, and you'll get a copy of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, including the comic book by Ted Rall inside. If you really want to get a feel or excerpts or take a look at the trailer for the book, just go to gregpalast.com. But take my word for it. I wouldn't have written it if I didn't think you would enjoy it.
You did an excellent job. 877-500-5266 or KBOO.FM and click the tip jar. But now's the time. With 2 minutes left, now's the time to go to your phone and dial 877-500-5266. As always, Greg, it is always a joy to have you here on this program. I always learn something new from you. I love, love, love Billionaires and Ballot Bandits because it absolutely gives us the right tools at the right time to prepare because 2016 is not that far away. And we in Oregon, we get kind of, we rest on our laurels because we think, well, we got vote by mail, so everything's like hunky-dory. But, you know, our vote doesn't count if someone in Florida's vote doesn't count because at the end of the day, it's all about collective votes that make a difference. And, Greg, you get the last word. Any last words you want to say before we call it a day?
Okay, two things. One, to get the updates on Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, so just go to gregpalast.com. That's GREGPALAST.com. There's no sense getting the updates if you don't get the real juice in the first place. This is investigative journalism in the raw by myself, Greg Palast, with Bobby Kennedy and Ted Rall. Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, and the way to get Billionaires and Ballot Bandits right now is by calling 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266, a minimum $60 donation to keep your weapon of mass instruction on the air in Portland. Bless you, Joanne, and I really got to tell you guys, it is a pleasure, it's a thrill. I couldn't be happier and to know that Billionaires and Ballot Bandits is the fighting manual going out over the airwaves in Portland.
Thank you, Greg. You are wonderful. talk to you very soon. Can't wait to have you back in Portland. This has been Voices from the Edge. I am Joanne Hardesty, and we'll see you next week, same time, same place, same station. Have a great, great day. Thank you very much, Steve, for all you do. Bye now. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's an all that Peter is cold. After story had never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your right. Come on. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
And good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland. Day one of our membership drive here in a minute before 9 o'clock. Stick around at 9:30 on Fight the Empire. Today, host Per Fogering speaks with Loretta Napoleoni about her book, The Islamist Phoenix, Islamic State and the Redrawing of the Middle East. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, Flashpoints features a historic speech by Noam Chomsky at the United Nations speaking against Israeli apartheid. And we hear a short clip from Is the Man Who Is Tall Happy? A new animated documentary about the life and times of Noam Chomsky. At 11 on Between the Covers, Sarah Van Gelder, founder of Yes Magazine, talks about sustainable happiness. Live simply, live well, make a difference. At 11 on Between the Covers, And at 11:30, it's Black Book Talk, a monthly program featuring interviews and discussions of works by African American authors. That is all coming up on this Whirlwind Thursday morning. Stick around. Teresa Mitchell is up next, hosting Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know.
Now available, the first episode of the Speciesism podcast with your host, Magenta Rex, navigating the landscape of our sordid human history with care and compassion. You can find it online at kbu.fm/content/the